Good day. We realize that the exam is around the corner and that some of you might be revising the topics covered in assignment 2 before you receive your marked assignment back. With this podcast, we therefore would like to alert you to the most common mistakes made by students in their answers to this assignment to prevent you from making similar mistakes in the exam. In question 1, the shares in Mixmo Limited mentioned in point 2 should not have been included in the liquidation account because these are not South African assets. Likewise, the proceeds of the insurance policy should also not have been included in the liquidation account, as this was paid out to Johnny's son and not to the estate. However, remember that estate duty will be payable on both these assets. The interest on the current account was for the period after death, and therefore should have been recorded in the income and expenditure account and not in the liquidation account. Lastly, the shares in Mixmo Limited mentioned above were bought from money realized from an asset which had been inherited by Johnny from his father's estate less than 10 years ago and on which Johnny paid estate duty at that time. A rebate is therefore available in Johnny's estate. This rebate for the rapid succession should be calculated and subtracted from the amount of estate duty payable. In question 2, students battle to calculate the value of the donation regarding the debt in point 2 that was written off. In this instance, interest of 5% for 15 months had to be added to the 5,000 rand loan to obtain the value of the donation. A number of students attempted to calculate the value of the usufruct in point 4, although this value was given. The balance of the 100,000 rand annual exemption that was still available after exempting the donations in point 1 and 2 therefore simply had to be subtracted from the given value, which would have implied that an amount of 150,869 was taxable. Also, remember that donations tax is payable after each taxable donation. You therefore have to apply the 20% tax rate to each taxable donation and cannot simply add all taxable amounts together and then apply the 20% rate. In question 3, the base cost of the house comprised the purchase price of 900,000 rand plus the 26,000 rand for the addition of the garage. The aggregate capital gain for all applicable assets have to be calculated before deducting the annual exclusion. Quite a lot of students wrongly deducted 17,500 rand as the annual exclusion, but remember that the annual exclusion from capital gains tax for natural persons is 120,000 rand in the year of death. 17,500 rand is the annual exclusion from capital gains tax for living persons or for deceased estates. Note that the inclusion rate of capital gains tax is 25% for natural persons. Please take note that there were some mistakes in the solutions to assignment 2 that were sent out to students, so make sure you work through the correct version as given in the announcements on MyUNISA. We trust that this podcast will assist you when preparing for the exam. And remember, you are most welcome to contact us telephonically or via email if you have any queries regarding the content of this module.